How the Holy Spirit led the council. The Holy Spirit saw good not to impose the ceremonial law on Gentile converts, and the mind of the apostles on this was as the mind of the Spirit of God. James presided at the council, and his decision was, we should not trouble those of the Gentiles who turn to God. This ended the discussion. In this instance, we have a refutation of the doctrine that Peter was the head of the church. Those who have claimed to be his successors have no scriptural foundation for their claim that Peter was elevated above his brethren as the vicegerent of the Most High. If those who are declared the successors of Peter had followed his example, they would always remain on an equality with their brethren. James sought to impress his brethren that the Gentiles had made a great change in their lives and should not be troubled with questions of minor importance, lest they be discouraged in following Christ. The Gentile converts, however, were to give up customs inconsistent with Christianity. They were to abstain from meats offered to idols, from fornication, from things strangled, and from blood. They were to keep the commandments and lead holy lives. Judas and Silas were sent with Paul and Barnabas to declare to the Gentiles by word of mouth the decision of the council. The message that was to put an end to all controversy was the voice of the highest authority on earth. The council which decided this case was composed of apostles and teachers prominent in raising up Jewish and Gentile Christian churches, with delegates from various places. The most influential churches were represented. The council moved with the dignity of a church established by the divine will. As a result of their deliberations, they all saw that God Himself had answered the question at issue by bestowing on the Gentiles the Holy Spirit. It was their part to follow the guidance of the Spirit. The entire body of Christians was not called to vote on the question. The apostles and the elders framed and issued the decree, which was thereupon generally accepted by the churches. Not all, however, were pleased. A faction of self-confident brethren indulged in murmuring and fault-finding, seeking to pull down the work of the men whom God had ordained to teach the gospel. The church will have such obstacles to meet till the close of time.